What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com. Welcome to the Basketball Card Strategy Show. This is episode 12 of the Basketball Card Strategy Show. And unfortunately, for those of you watching on YouTube, you are seeing my giant face instead of the split screen. That is because Gary from Hoops and Cards was scheduled to join on this Friday immediate post NBA trade deadline analysis basketball card strategy show. But he's had some personal matters that he has to deal with today. And we're wishing Gary from Hoops and Cards all of our best. I'm sure he and his family will be fine, but he is unable to join us at 8 a.m. Eastern time for this show. So totally understand. Greeny Green's already in the house with a comment, and way to start us off, Greeny Green. Good to see you. He said, "We getting paid off Cam, bros." And yes, we are getting paid off of Cameron Thomas. I hope all of you listened to me and bought into Cam Thomas when his high-end contenders rookie ticket autos were down around $20-$30, even for the serial numbered versions. And you know, his silver prisms and things like that were super low. Like, let's take a look. Actually, I'm going to bring in my screen here. And for those of you listening on Apple and Spotify, don't worry, because I always narrate everything for everyone. So Cam Thomas, let's start off the show before we get into the rest of the basketball news in the NBA with the trade deadline and whatnot. Let's talk about Cam Thomas, because for those of you who are familiar with nooffseason.com and the sports card strategy show and the basketball card strategy show here on the feed, we have talked about Cam Thomas quite a bit. The Brooklyn Nets shooting guard, point guard, sort of two-way player out of LSU, was a first-round draft pick in 2021 at the end of the first round. And so when Tyrese Maxey and Jordan Poole sort of broke out over the last couple of seasons, my brain went to, okay, well, there's a pattern there. They're both drafted in the late first round. And that's something that we haven't really seen that much of, where you have a late first round pattern of guards really make an impact in like being a star, right? Like, you know, players can make an impact in the NBA in any number of ways, but you don't necessarily see a late first round pick in the 20s as a guard become a star. And with Jordan Poole and Tyrese Maxey, we sort of saw that. So then my brain went to, okay, in the sports card investing world, who could be next, right? And I started challenging myself, who could be next? And there were some names that were, you know, other people were floating around, some Anfernee Simons, some things like that. But I went to Cam Thomas, and I went all in on Cam Thomas, not only from a, you know, purchasing his cards myself standpoint, but also just from a going all in talking about him. So I went on Gary's show, Hoops and Cards, and I talked about Cam Thomas. I went into the sports card investment report at nooffseason.com and talked about Cam Thomas. And you can go premium free for a year. Still get that deal. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com to find out how to get the sports card investment report at nooffseason.com free for a year. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Greeny Green says he went in out of 99 went for, oh, he says, yeah, the out of 99 went for 900. That's crazy. I wonder if that was a PSA 10. It had to have been, because I had a PSA 8 go for around 200, and I bought it for about 60. So nearly tripled my money. Well, over, you know, nearly quadrupled my money on that one. Tripled my money on that one. And, you know, everyone who bought Cam Thomas, either off of my advice at nooffseason.com or off of their own just intuition, great job. Because you're cashing in on Cam Thomas right now. You can see we're looking at market movers right now on the screen, guys. And, you know, the top three of the top four cards that have risen in value from a basketball card standpoint over the last 14 days are all Cam Thomas cards. And you can get your first month for only $1 at marketmoversapp.com if you use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. It also helps me, so I appreciate that. And I hope it helps you because you get some data like this. So Cam Thomas, 2021 Silver Prism Raw. This is a perfect example of how to make money flipping sports cards. You could have bought it for 99 cents and you could have flipped it for the last sale was $33. So you can scale that. Like there, in the last 14 days, this card sold 81 times. In the last 14 days, that's Cam Thomas, right? And the reason why is because Cam Thomas, starting January 30th against the Lakers, started getting some minutes, finally, 21 points in 23 minutes. February 1st against the Celtics, 19 points in 24 minutes. Then he does this historic streak where 44 points in 29 minutes against the Wizards. Two nights later against the Clippers, 47 points in 39 minutes. And then a back-to-back against the Suns, he does it again the next night, 43 points in 39 minutes. And then he cooled off, scoring 20 in 33 minutes against the Bulls. So he's not going to score 40 every night, but the dude is a scorer. And it's a perfect example of how to make money flipping sports cards. You don't go buy LeBron James right now, right? You don't go buy Kevin Durant right now. And you guys will, you know, I'll elaborate as to why I'm mentioning these names in a second. You don't go buy Kyrie Irving, right? You don't even go buy Devin Booker or Chris Paul. You buy guys like Cam Thomas at the right time. You don't go buy Cam Thomas right now either, though. You know, just to be clear, because his pricing's inflated. But you go buy guys, you know, like I put in the premium sports card investment report article for subscribers yesterday. You go buy guys like Cade Cunningham because Cade Cunningham's out. He's injured. No one's thinking about Cade Cunningham. I'm buying Cade Cunningham because his prices are down. They're down huge because he's out for the year. But do I believe in Cade Cunningham having moments, potentially like some of the moments Cam Thomas is having next season? You bet I do. Now, will he score 44 points three games in a row? Cade Cunningham is not that type of player. So the answer is no. But will he have his own version of those nights where maybe he has five straight triple doubles and he drops 30 in a couple of those games? Absolutely. You know, so I think that, again, find your next Cam Thomas. You know, go get superstars that are a little bit off the radar right now. Gary, if he were on the show with me, Gary from Hoops and Cards, he likes to go a lot deeper. He was very excited about a player yesterday, Bones Highland. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. But he was he texted me yesterday and wanted to get on a show immediately. I couldn't because I had a bunch of other stuff going on during the day yesterday. My schedule's very planned out, but Gary likes to kind of, on his show, Hoops and Cards, check it out. He likes to just, while he's driving around town, he has a thought, he records a show and it goes live on Apple and Spotify. And so he wanted me to jump on a show with him about Bones Highland going to the Clippers. Don't buy Bones Highland right now because he's in the news. Buy guys when they're not in the news, and that's how you will make money. Profit margins are too slim in the sports card hobby, and there's too many X factors in terms of what grade you're going to get or the condition of your card as people are bidding on it. It's not as straightforward as gambling or fantasy sports, where you don't have to worry about the condition of cards or shipping fees or platform that you're selling on taking fees out. There's too many of those factors in making money on flipping sports cards to where you really have to buy at the right time. So, the good news is like versus fantasy sports and sports betting is like with a guy like Cam Thomas, I just had to be right about him at some point in the future. I didn't have to be right about him in a certain week when he's in my starting lineup or in betting on a particular game or a particular player prop bet on a particular night, right? Because I'm going to get that wrong. Like what I'm going to get correct is that at some point over the next year, Cam Thomas or Cade Cunningham or Tyrese Maxey or one of these guys is going to do something spectacular. Anthony Edwards is another one that I'm on big time. And I'm going to be correct in saying, when I look at this guy play, I can tell he's going to have a breakout moment one way or another, whether it's in the All-Star weekend, whether it's putting up 50 in a game at some point, whether it's a huge playoff run, a game-winning shot. The chances of him having moments in the next year are massive, so I'm going to buy his card. That's where you need to listen to me. Where I'm not going to be as good, and that's why I don't do content on it, is saying, like, tonight he's going to do this thing, or something as specific as sports betting. Anyway, back to other topics here that I wanted to cover. LeBron James is now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And you can go to nooffseason.com and click on LeBron James's profile, and you can understand more about how I feel about this. But we had a listener of the show ask a couple weeks ago if they should buy LeBron James cards leading up to the record. I specifically said no, because I thought it was too late. Because at that point, we're in a time period where people are anticipating that, and so his prices are starting to be inflated. What I wrote was that you should buy LeBron James's cards back in August for two reasons. Number one, the entire basketball card market is typically at its lowest in August. Number two, no one was thinking about basketball, let alone LeBron James breaking the NBA's all-time leading scoring record in August. His prices were down. That's when you should have bought LeBron James's cards. So what I'm saying here is, don't go buy LeBron right now on all of the hype and discussion about, is he the greatest player of all time? I realize it's tempting because he's right in front of your face. And what people are conditioned to do is, when they see a commercial or they see an ESPN SportsCenter topic or highlight or something on Instagram that's a highlighter talking about LeBron, comparing his stats, it's like LeBron, 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 LeBron everywhere, right? Everyone's talking about LeBron. You're conditioned to go buy LeBron stuff at that time. But what I'm trying to condition you to do is go where they ain't, right? And that's, it's something that coaches say in sports all the time. And I'm trying to coach you guys, try to find the opposite of buying LeBron right now. You know, what is that? There's many, many examples and equivalents to that. And I talk about all of them on the Sports Card Strategy Show every Monday in my buy of the week. So check out Monday's show for more on who I'm buying. But LeBron, you can just see his prices are up crazy. According to market movers, in the last 7 days, this includes the time that he broke the record. Same thing with the last 14 days. So you're just looking at inflated prices for LeBron right now. And if anything, I would sell LeBron big time. So last 30 days, his prices are up. Last 60 days. See, this is what I was talking about. The anticipation of LeBron breaking the record over the last 60 days has led to a 20% price increase in LeBron over the last 60 days. Now you're starting to see in his overall market, some of his pricing go down. But you had the Lakers make a bunch of big moves yesterday. So what I'm projecting for LeBron cards in his investable cards, as you can see here on the screen, pulling up just some of the pricing differences. You've had a 142% increase in 2003 Topps base BGS 8.5, 7 sales. 30 sales of his 2003 Bowman Rookies and Stars base raw. That's up 205%. The list goes on and on here, right? Now I'm sorting my market movers by the price change being at the highest. So it's not that all LeBron cards are up, but it's that the bulk of the investable LeBron cards are up like more than 70%, right? So the point is, you really need to be careful about buying LeBron right now because you just won't make money. Like, if you want to make money on LeBron, you'll lose money if you buy right now. You'll fail. If you're excited about him being the all-time scoring leader and you want him in your collection and you don't care about making money, go ahead. Like, be part of the commerce. You know, it's good for the hobby. So yeah, greeny green, zig while they're zagging, my man. Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, so let's get to the trade deadline stuff, because that's what Gary and I were going to talk about today. And that's what I want to talk with you all about right now. So NBA trade deadline, a lot happened. A lot of exciting stuff happened. Kevin Durant went to the Suns. I kind of saw this coming back in the summer. There were a lot of rumors about where KD would end up. Once they traded Kyrie, I didn't like go on the air and talk about this, but once they traded Kyrie, I just knew they were going to trade Durant, because like Durant's not going to, like, they had to have already had this all lined up, right? In hindsight, they had this all lined up. They were trading Kyrie. They were trading Durant. They were blowing it up. Long story short, the Nets have added a ton of amazing young talent, as well as players that can help them potentially win this season. So from a Nets standpoint, I do want to hit on the fact that they're very, very interesting. They don't have that star power anymore, but they've got Nick Claxton, Cam Thomas, a bunch of other guys. They added a bunch of guys that are going to be very, very interesting. Do I love the Nets? No, not at all. But do I like what they did from a trade deadline standpoint? I think they're basically now, it's almost like they went to a garage sale and bought a bunch of cool stuff for their new home to like build their new home. But now they've got to figure it all out. Like, it's not going to gel right away. They've got all these different pieces. They've got to put them together. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens, but very exciting. Okay, we had Bones Highland. Let's hit the Bones Highland to the Clippers. Okay, the Clippers actually offloaded Reggie Jackson, but they added Eric Gordon. And Bones Highland is now, and they actually traded John Wall, right? It's kind of funny. John Wall went back to the Rockets, which is funny. And I won't sidetrack us there. But Bones Highland is now in a situation where he was on a team with Jokic and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., which to me was a better situation for him to potentially become a breakout star, because as good as Murray is and as good as MPJ could be, they're not like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. So now he's almost, and Jokic sort of isn't seen as like a guy. I mean, he's a two-time MVP, but he isn't seen as like a huge guy. Like, he's not super desirable. He's not super liquid, right? Jokic has a smaller market than a bunch of other guys that aren't as good as him from an actual basketball standpoint. So what this means to me about Bones Highland is that now that he's in LA for the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George, is it exciting to think about the possibilities? Yes. But am I buying Bones Highland to potentially be a breakout sleeper star? No, not anymore, because there's too much. Like, again, when players get traded, they're in the news, and when they're in the news, they get more eBay searches. When they get more eBay searches, they get more bids. And when they get more bids, their prices inflate. So while we may not see Bones Highland spike a lot, we will see more interest in Bones Highland cards because of this trade. And so we'll see a pricing increase. And there's already not that much profit margin in a guy like Bones. Is he a guy, though, that could do next year or later this year what Cam Thomas did? Yes, he is that type of player. He's a scorer. He's a microwave type guy off the bench. And if you're buying Bones Highland for the same reason that I told you to buy Cam Thomas, that could be a good buy. I just wouldn't do it right now. I would wait till August, because I think we need to see how things shake out for him with the Clippers. And I just don't know that he's going to get that much time. Good morning, Greeny Green. Or good morning. Yeah, Greeny Green, of course. Good morning, Oh My Shoes. Oh My Shoes is in the live stream. The Nuggets got destroyed last night, he says. And yes, you hopped on the pod at the right time. Bones ruined it, he said. So sorry that Oh My Shoes is Nuggets lost. Our guy Bones Highland. Sorry about that. We all love Bones. But now's not the time to buy Bones. Sorry, Gary from Hoops and Cards. It's just not. I'm going to take a Jim Rome break to sip on my water here. Normally, when I have a co-host, I go on mute while they're talking and I sip my water. But when it's just me, I got to take a pause. Chad Gill, good morning. Great to see you. Chad's been my pseudo co-host when I've been waiting for my actual co-host to join me. So Chad, big shout out. A lot of action. I'm not going to go through all the action, but I'm scrolling on my screen here. So one thing I will say, James Wiseman to the Pistons, from a Pistons fan perspective, I'm very excited about this. Kevin Knox was doing nothing for us. And Sadiq Bey, while he's like a great player, he's not... he's a role player. Like he would clearly be like a really good role player on a championship team, which makes it a great trade actually for the the Warriors didn't get Sadiq Bey. The Hawks got Sadiq Bey. So it's a good trade for the Hawks. I think. I don't know why the Warriors wanted Kevin Knox and 5 second round picks instead of James Wiseman. That doesn't really, I don't know that these second round picks in the NBA even really mean anything. I don't know what, you know, maybe NBA GMs know something that we don't as basketball fans. Maybe these do have value, but like 5 second round picks just feels like a bunch of crap for James Wiseman. And they got Kevin Knox, who's not doing anything in Detroit. I don't know why he would do anything in Golden State. I like the Pistons getting James Wiseman for a couple different reasons. I think James Wiseman, still only 21 years old, 7-footer, second overall pick just 2 years ago. Detroit going out and getting like Marvin Bagley III last year, former second overall pick. James Wiseman this year, former second overall pick. In line with the trajectory and the age of the rest of the team, other than Bojan Bogdanović. Next move, Pistons need to trade Bojan for something decent. Chad says he heard Wiseman and Clay didn't like each other. Okay. Here's what I want to say about James Wiseman. So if you own Bones Highland cards or James Wiseman cards and you've been sitting on them, now isn't a bad time to sell them. You could hold them, of course, for a bigger potential payday later, but then you have to ask yourself, you have to analyze, like, trade equals hype cycle. Hype cycle always equals sell. Opportunity to sell. There are not necessarily guaranteed bigger hype cycles for players than the trade. So selling a Wiseman card right now is not a bad sports card strategy move. Oh My Shoes has a few Wiseman rookies. He believes he will do well. Depending on what those cards are, you could hold them. But I think that if you have a large Wiseman card or if you have a lot of Wiseman cards, I would consider selling a bulk of your Wiseman cards so that you're not as invested in a guy like James. Like, if you think about your sports card portfolio, which Kendall and I talk a lot about, and if you have a lot of Bones Highland or a lot of James Wiseman, like those are risky guys because they're so young and unproven. Now they have high upside, high ceiling. Cam Thomas, super risky. I sold my Cam Thomases. Full disclosure, I sold my Cam Thomases because that was my plan, right? My plan was to sell. My plan was to do exactly what I did with Cam Thomas. It was to buy last May when those prices were low for him. And I started to see some flashes, but he wasn't breaking out. And then it was to get them graded. And then it was to sell them whenever he broke out. And he broke out in a big way, and I sold him. And if I want more Cam Thomases, because I still really like Cam Thomas, I can go buy a ton more in August. There it is. So that's what I think you should do with guys yesterday that were traded, because I just don't see many other hype cycles as big as a trade. Like, not everyone's going to put up 40 points a game, three games in a row, like Cam Thomas. And so I think that's something to consider. All right, so KD was a big one. KD is a huge sell right now for me. I would say, sell KD, sell LeBron, sell Wiseman, sell Bones Highland. Okay, Mo Bamba to the Lakers, things like that. Those types of trades have actually more impact on different players than the actual player that was being traded. Because didn't the Magic get another guard? Yeah, the Magic got Patrick Beverley. So now you've got a situation where you've got Cole Anthony. Cole Anthony, poor guy. I mean, is he going to get traded? I mean, where's his value now? It's dipped, man. Markelle Fultz. They've got Jalen Suggs. What happens to Jalen Suggs? You've got Patrick Beverley on the Magic now? That doesn't make any sense. So I just kind of was this a four-team deal? Yeah, the Nuggets got Thomas Bryant. Lakers got Mo Bamba, Devon Reed, second-round pick. Clippers got Bones Highland. Magic got Patrick Beverley, second-round pick, and cash. I mean, I think the Magic probably dump Pat Bev is what that is, so maybe I'm overreacting. The Magic probably dump Pat Bev, just like the Jazz are dumping Russell Westbrook. But that's another thing too, is Russell Westbrook could apparently end up with the Clippers later. So again, Bones Highland, where does that leave him? I mean, I think collateral damage was done in the moment for guys like Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony, in these trades. I'll get to some positive collateral benefit here in a second, because I've kind of been saving one for the crescendo of the show here. Lefty is not part of the basketball card strategy show. Oh, my shoes. He will be with me on Monday. Lefty's with me on Mondays. I wish Lefty could join. Maybe Lefty's watching on the live stream somewhere. Oh, my shoes. I love that you're at work. He's at work and he's on YouTube commenting and listening. Love it. Okay. Now, collateral benefit of the trade deadline. Golden State Warriors players like Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Gary Payton too goes back. That's huge for the Golden State Warriors. Gary Payton too comes back. And Chad Gill just stole my thunder with my biggest one. Chad, congratulations. I need to get Chad. Can you email me again? Maybe we need to get you on actually formally creating content with me in some way. I think we need you as part of the nooffseason.com team and the Sports Card Strategy Show team. And I'm not even kidding. Chad Gill, thinking the way that I'm thinking, baby. This was going to be, honestly, when I saw this yesterday, I was like, okay, when I get on the Basketball Card Strategy Show tomorrow, this is going to be my big point, exclamation point, crescendo of the show. Nothing stuck out more to me than Jay Crowder going to the Bucks. What this does is this helps Giannis's card value huge. Not in the moment, but the way that we like it. It helps it in the way that this doesn't spike Giannis's prices, but what it does is it increases Giannis's chance of winning an NBA championship this year by a lot. Jay Crowder is a much better version of what they had in PJ Tucker when they won the championship 2 years ago. That's who Jay Crowder is. And anywhere Jay Crowder's been, he's been that guy. He's a winner. Say what you will about, you know, I don't even know anything about the guy other than what I see on the basketball court. Like, I don't know anything about his personality or who he is as a human, but he's a winner on the basketball court. Great call. Chad Gill and I are in lockstep here on the show. Chad Gill says, Jay comes home to Milwaukee to help Giannis. Bucks and six, LOL. I could not agree more. I'm so hype about that. Chad, I love it. Everybody, I love you all. Thanks for joining in on this amazing 30-minute quick episode of the Basketball Card Strategy Show. Before I hop off, do any of you have any questions that you want to drop in the comments for me? I'm happy to answer them. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do actually is answer a question from Ryan Barusky. I was going to take it on Monday's show, but since we have some time here today and it is a basketball-related question, maybe I'll get your guys' thoughts on it too. He says, okay, so for a little bit of context, so Ryan Barusky is an audience member who emailed in a question about a Tyrese Maxey Prism Auto, red, white, and blue Prism Auto, where Maxey had signed it in person after it had been pack pulled. So it's not a pack pulled auto, it's a post pack pulled auto. And then it was graded like a Beckett 10 auto, but there was no card grade. So Ryan, on my advice, bought the card, but then when he examined the card in person, he saw some issues with it and it would probably grade pretty low, maybe like a 6, and a card grade. So the auto grade would probably still be a 10. My advice to him was, basically the premise of buying the card in the Beckett slab was to get it in a PSA slab of some sort. And that immediately increases the value just being in a PSA slab. And then from there, Maxey's also a great player, a guy that we like who, you know, should break out of his current slump and everything like that and do a Cam Thomas. Now, I mean, Tyrese Maxey's going to be a guy who has, you know, a couple back-to-back 40-point games next year. Book it. And anyway, the new question from Ryan is, he says, he did send Maxey in to get the PSA auto grade with the authentic card grade. That was my advice after examining the card. He says, ironically, I saw that Tyrese is going to be signing at a show in the Philly suburbs in early March. That's sweet. My question is, what raw card would you buy to get signed if you had a choice? I was thinking that I'd find a nice raw parallel, either Prism or Optic, take it to the show to get it signed. I just want to get the right thing signed. My answer is the opposite of what Ryan thought. And it doesn't mean that I'm right. So full disclosure, disagree with me if you guys want to in the comments or agree. But my answer to Ryan is actually what I would do is I would go buy, I don't know how many autographs you're allowed to get at the show or if you have to pay per item that Tyrese is going to sign for you. My guess is that you would have to pay per item or something like that. But I would actually go to a show or an LCS and try to find like in a dollar box, like a nice just base Donruss or base Optic or base Optic Holo. And the reason why is because Donruss and Optic, like you can tell easier than any other brands whether or not that's going to gem. Like if I look at a Donruss, like my own personal gem rate on Donruss and Optic is way higher than any other brand because of like the border. So the border, you can tell easier the centering without getting out a tool to look at. And then you're just basically, if you see good centering, then you're basically just looking at the surface and the edges. And the edges typically of the Donruss and the Optic are also really easy to tell whether or not it's going to gem. So I'm horrible at telling whether or not cards are going to gem. But especially when I'm about to buy the card because I'm kind of emotionally involved in it. But I'm not horrible when it comes to Optic and Donruss. So for me personally, that's one reason. The other reason why I say don't worry about it being like a fancy parallel or anything is because parallels and serial numbered cards of Maxi already are desirable. They already have value. So holding them or getting them graded and then listing them to sell when Maxi does spike or have a big game and spike is they already have value, but like the base Donruss doesn't really have any value. And when Maxi does blow up, it's not really going to spike. So it's almost like getting an auto in person is an opportunity to add value to a card that doesn't really have value. It's an opportunity to not mess up a card that already has value. It's an opportunity to increase the value of an item and the desirability of an item that really isn't that desirable. So to me, it's more of a play to get a lesser card graded, to get a lesser card autoed in person. Getting a Maxi low serial numbered card or parallel rookie is not a bad idea in and of itself. But the play here to me is to increase the desirability and value of something that has no desirability and value. Really one thing in my opinion can do that other than getting a grade, and that's getting an in-person auto from a guy like Tyrese Maxey. So that's my thought. Greeny Green says, Doc is holding Maxey back. I agree. Oh My Shoes says, Roy Hachimura got traded to the Lakers. I thought that was interesting. Any takes? Yeah, it is interesting. It's interesting because like it's going to give him a fresh start. I think anytime a guy who once upon a time was seen as a, call it like potential hobby darling, gets a fresh chance, fresh opportunity, especially at a franchise like the Lakers. Absolutely. It's interesting, but it's not, to me, there's nothing there in terms of making a play for Roy Hachimura. Now, like if you see a Roy Hachimura out of five at a card show for like a ridiculously low price or out of 25 or something at a ridiculously low price. And now it's like, oh, he's relevant in with the LA Lakers. That makes sense. He's not a guy that I'm going to be spending my money on. And he's not a guy that's going to make a huge difference on a team. Now, since they did trade Thomas Bryant and those two guys play the same position, it's interesting, but they got back Mo Bamba. So there's like, really my answer, Oh My Shoes, is that there's not much there for me. It's interesting, but not much more, not like interesting in the way that I would actually make a play. Chad Gill actually says, I don't think that's the case. Meaning, I don't think Doc Rivers is holding Maxi back. I don't think Maxi is 100% yet. That's probably true. I agree with, again, Chad, come on the team, buddy. Like, let's get you on the team. Let's work something out. Let's do business. I agree with you. I was actually going to say that. I don't think Maxi is 100% yet either. I think, yeah. And so D'Anthony Melton, right, is on fire. So I actually do think this is, I'm going to exclamation point the show again with a Greeny Green, with a Chad Gill comment here. My take on this whole thing with Tyrese Maxey is that you should buy more of him now. Now is the time to go all in on Tyrese Maxey. Even though it's NBA season and Gary from Hoops and Cards would say don't buy NBA cards right now, I generally agree with that. But I also generally agree that guys that are off the radar or slipping a little bit like Maxey and Cade Cunningham, but that have a legitimate reason to break out when they are healthy, you should buy them. So breaking down the Maxey situation, he was injured. D'Anthony Melton came in, lit it up. There's no reason to rush Tyrese Maxey back. And so that's probably why he's coming off the bench, not getting as many minutes. They're saving him for the playoffs. Double down on Tyrese Maxey right now. Watch what happens in the playoffs. Sell him in the playoffs when he blows up. I've made a lot of predictions on this show that I believe will come true. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the Basketball Card Strategy Show. Sorry I didn't have Gary from Hoops and Cards with me. It would have made the show a whole lot better, but hopefully you got some value out of it. Drop me a comment. Let me know how things are going. join the premium pod. Go to premium.sportscardstrategy.com. I'm going to be dropping some premium content there very, very soon for the premium pod members. And join the YouTube channel. Each of those are $9.99 a month. You'll get some unique content there. No reason to join both of them. But if you do want to join both of them, I really, really appreciate it. And also, if you are a subscriber to nooffseason.com's sports card investment report premium version, you will get that content there as well. So go free for a year there. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the Basketball Card Strategy Show, episode 12. Have a great day.